Sal, and you mentioned this before we went to the break, we'll definitely get into the bigger picture. You know, how do we view these teams in terms of World Series viability now that everything's done, that's going to be done. But before we do that, I got to say this about Volpe, too, because we had a good discussion yesterday. So at the very least, and there's been a lot of different opinions. You would have sent them down. I would not have. I would bench him. They elected not to do that. So the Yankees didn't listen to either one of us, but at the very least, and this has not really been talked about a lot, at least a message was sent to Anthony Volpe. Yo, start catching the ball and get your act together. Otherwise, we just brought in two guys that we could put out there, which I like.
But I do think, didn't Cashman address it by saying Caballero is not insurance for Volpe?
He said that. Okay. I don't believe him, though. I don't believe him. He did say that. I don't believe him.
Well, we needed a backup shortstop at the very least. And by the way, before we get back to the calls here, sticking with the Yankees, John Heyman reported a couple of minutes ago on social media, Yanks declined to give up either Spencer Jones or George Lombard Jr. for Sandy Alcantara.
100%. Thank God. That's a no-brainer. Good for the Yankees.
I don't know if it's a no-brainer to me as far as Spencer Jones goes.
I love it.
But it's the same guy. See, this is what I mean. Like, now again, I don't love Alcantara, and I wouldn't have given up a big-time player for Alcantara right now because I don't think it's the biggest need for the Yankees. But it's, again, the reluctance to give up these guys who they kicked to the curb a few months ago. So they wouldn't trade Spencer Jones for Corbin Burns a year ago. Then they were down on him, and now they won't involve him in a trade for Alcantara? Well, how do you even have the gall to have a conversation with the Marlins about a pitcher who has the potential to be good, who's under control for two more years without Spencer Jones? Now, I'm with you. I wouldn't give up Lombard for anybody, right? That would have been my one untouchable. For the Mets, it would have been Mauricio. For the Yankees, it would have been Lombard Jr. Those guys, just for whatever reason, my gut is that, based on what I've seen with Mauricio and what I feel and hear and see about with Lombard. But Spencer Jones? You're not willing to give up Spencer Jones. You're not going to get one of the big-time guys. End of story.
Well, but I don't think Alcantara at this point is one of the big-time guys. Number one, he was on a surgical table with his elbow getting split open a couple of years ago, so he's already had Tommy John, and he sucks this year.
Yesterday, BT, you were saying you'd go all in for him.
For Dominguez. Right, okay. I said I would not trade Jones.
But if you think he sucks, why are you giving up Dominguez for him? So it's not about Alcantara not being great. We all know what his ERA is this year. You're not trading for a pitcher with an ERA of 6. You're trading for a guy with the high upside, what he's done before, hoping he's healthier, and by the way, he's under control. So you're telling me that you'd give up Dominguez, but not Spencer Jones. Okay, fair enough. I'm telling you, if the Marlins wanted Spencer Jones and you really wanted the pitcher, now we're going to let Spencer Jones hold things up? Like, the Yankees now are back on the Spencer Jones bandwagon? You were saying it for, they were done on Spencer Jones.
I was only saying it because I heard from the Yankees. I've told you that.
Yes,
you know that.
But that's what I'm saying.
But it doesn't mean that they were right.
So, and now,
because they're usually wrong with this stuff.
And now it doesn't mean that they're right for being high on him again or not wanting to give him up.
I get you on that. I hear you. But at least it's a little more justifiable when a guy who is 6'7", 240 pounds, and in 70 games has 29 home runs and an 1,100 OPS with a rocket for an arm.
Yeah, I'd love to see him up here then. Gonna hold on to him. He's ready to go. What's the what is he? He's not 19. I mean, what's the holdup then? If Spencer Jones is so big and bad, and the knock that you said you heard on him was that they were worried that he wasn't going to hit major league pitching, well, he still hasn't hit major league pitching because we haven't seen him up here. So until I see big, bad Spencer Jones actually come up to the big leagues and produce, much like I saw big, bad Anthony Volpe, who's supposed to be a star, much like I've seen Jason Dominguez, the light, tower, power, much like I've seen from him. So that's the same thing. Like, I see it. Hey, maybe he is going to be out there and be the next Aaron Judge. Maybe.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you had, let's say, who's the Mets' best prospect right now? Is it Gilbert's gone?
Probably Jett Williams.
Okay, yeah, Jett. Now, he's a different, he's the exact, it's more
or
like
one of the
Altuve
pitchers, but yeah.
Yeah, forget it, I'm from a positional perspective. So, if he was at the numbers and the profile that Jones is, would you give him up for Alcantara?
Well, I don't want Alcantara.
Neither do I.
But I wasn't trying to get him. No.
I want him at my price.
The Yankees want this guy. They want that guy.
Yeah.
And by the way, Spencer Jones is not their top prospect. Is it Lombard or Spencer Jones? Like, which one are we talking about?
Well, first of all, the fact that he's not their top prospect speaks volumes about their top prospect.
If there were a move that I thought the Mets could make that could be a difference maker, I'd absolutely give up the top prospects. Like, that's been my philosophy forever.
I know it has, right. Sal. I get
so
that.
So it has nothing to do with Jet Williams or whoever else. The guys that I wouldn't give up right now is Mauricio, and that's because I've seen what he could do at the big league level, and I like his potential. But does that mean if there was a deal out there that I thought was going to be a difference maker, would I go out there and give him up? If they were holding me hostage for Mauricio, I'd have to strongly consider it. I need to know what's going on. But the Yankees, it's not just, first it was, can't give up Volpe, can't give up Volpe. Then it's, can't give up the Martian, can't give up the Martian. Then it's, can't give up Spencer Jones, and it's, can't give up Lombard. Like, which one is it? So you're not going to give up anybody. Well, then how are you going to get anybody?
No, you give up somebody for the right guy.
Right.
And that right guy wasn't available.
Right, there is never the right guy.
No, there could be. You just have to, he's got to be available.
Yeah.
You can't stick a gun in somebody's mouth and say, trade him. Trade me this guy. Like, the other team's got to be willing to part. Listen,
they could have gotten Luis Castillo years ago when the Yankees.
I get it. Years ago, I know. Years ago, understood. See, to me, there's the concept of how you view prospects, and then there's actually a prospect who is at least now on paper and stats just a little different than a big dude. He's 6'7". 6'7".
BT, I don't care if he's 5'1". Like, but does nothing for me. He's 6'7". So what?
I got you. This is just the difference with how we look at them. If he was hitting...
The Yankees have looked at him different ways in the last year.
He's
untouchable, then he's a boss, now he's untouchable again.
And you know what? Maybe he proved them wrong.
And by hitting in the minor leagues.
Well, I mean, you can only hit where you're playing.
Right. Understood. So he's a minor leaguer.
Yep.
Okay. So
and he's the best one.
Right. Of who?
Dude, nobody's got better stats than him this year.
Sal. So he's better than Lombard. You'd rather have Spencer Jones than Lombard.
Well, no, because Lombard plays shortstop, and it's a premium position. It's a different value.
He's better than Dominguez because we haven't seen him fail.
I think he's probably going to be better than Dominguez.
Well, why? Based on Dominguez.
Well, Dominguez never hit 30 home runs in the minors.
Yeah. Oh, but he's got the light tower power. And what? Because we've seen him struggle for 3 months in the big leagues? Like now.
By the way, as much you make Dominguez seem like Peraza. Dude, he's hitting 265.
I like Dominguez. I'm just saying, I would value Dominguez more than I would Spencer Jones. But Dominguez is also not what he was supposed to be.
Sally's 22.
BT, is Dominguez what he's supposed to be so far?
I've already said no.
Okay. Is Volpe what he's supposed to be so far?
No.
Okay, 0 for 2.
No, okay. Yeah. Over 2. Yeah.
And that's 0 for 2. But, I'm not going to rehash everything else. But Volpe and Dominguez,
I got you. Spencer, 0 for 2.
Yeah, Spencer Jones is next. Maybe the Yankees can get 1 for 3 here.
Well, maybe it's 0 for 3. Maybe it's 1 for 3.
Has Austin Wells been the all-star you thought he was going to be?
Hey, he's going to have 20-something home runs.
Has he been the all-star you thought he was going to be?
He's going to have 20-something home runs, Sal.
0 for 3.
I mean, you can minimize everybody in the Yankee system if you just look at their numbers, dude. I don't know what to tell you, Sal. We could do a 10-year, discourse.
You got to be honest with yourself.
I am.
Is Austin Wells living up to your BT's? Forget his numbers. Is he living up to your expectations coming into the season?
From the average perspective, no. If you go back and rewind the tape, when I first said that he was going to hit 20 home runs in the majors, and you pretty much laughed. Well, he's going to hit 20 home runs in the majors.
I didn't laugh.
Then you throw up the other prospects. Oh, another prospect, Kevin Moss.
By the way, now ask me the question. He's not living up to my expectations. I thought he was going to be better. I thought Volpe was going to be better than you thought he was going to be.
How many catchers are going to have 22, 23 home runs? How many?
How many catchers are going to walk off second base thinking that they were 3 outs?
I understand that. That's why I would have benched him.
And he's hitting what now? A robust what? 200?
Yeah, 210, 205, 210, whatever it is.
So you're hanging on the home runs like, dude, I don't get it. Why you can't acknowledge that all three of those guys who you thought and they thought were going to be better and more impactful this year aren't. It doesn't mean that they can't. They aren't right now.
Now, just re-identify the three guys. You're talking about Wells, Volpe, Dominguez, and Volpe.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Volpe, and we've done this a lot, but I'll do it again for you. Volpe is a mess. There's no excuses, dude, number one. Number two, Dominguez is playing much better than you ever give him credit for. And number three, Wells is a power catcher. I'm good with that. Yeah, I wish he was hitting 250.
What exactly am I not giving Dominguez credit for?
Dude, you make it seem like he is a scrub.
BT, he was supposed to be a star. Read off his numbers. Read off his numbers.
No, I don't have him. Could there be no middle ground? Does it have to be absolute failure, absolute home run? He's 22!
Understood, but
I don't think that you do.
You're not acknowledging what the failures are now.
I am.
I don't think you are.
No, well,
you keep referencing age and size. I don't know what. Like, what is this? A bodybuilding contest? Like, Spencer Jones is 6'7". Jason Dominguez is 22. Like, I don't care.
Okay.
I like Dominguez's tools. I thought he was going to be more impactful than what he is. I would have kept him in the minors or sent him down to the minors to have him get more seasoning. Would have done the same thing with Anthony Volpe. They're not doing it. They're living with the production so far. To me, it's nowhere near the production that it was supposed to be. It doesn't mean that they are bust or that they won't be. What it means is right now in year three with Volpe and where we are with Dominguez and Wells, none of those three have lived up to the expectations that were on them yet.
And having said all that, Volpe hit a grand slam in the World Series and has a gold glove. Okay. Dominguez is hitting what? 300 against righties. And he's a blur on the bases. Now, and by the way, I said, like, bench him. Don't put him in the outfield. This is not being blind and, oh, wow, he's phenomenal. Oh, he's the Martian. Number one, I'm not a big nickname guy. I don't get into that nonsense. Can you play or can you not? And for me, there's enough evidence. Now, Jones has to do it at this level, but at least for Volpe and Dominguez, there's enough evidence that they can. It's less than what I thought. It's more than nothing. It's better than a lot of scrubs around baseball. And you know what? As they go, and here's the ultimate, here's really what matters. Like, we can fixate on where these young players are. It's really still about the New York Yankees. It's not the New York Volpes or the New York Dominguezes or the New York Jones. And a week ago, I didn't think the Yankees would win the division because I hated their bullpen. I didn't like the team. Today, I think they're a lot better. And guess what? Even with all these disasters, all these guys that the Yankees draft and fail and abandon and never develop and they pull them up and they don't want to trade them, guess what? They still play every night and they're still going to win 90-something games.
Oh, okay.
So?
Congratulations.
Is it really as bad as you're making out to be?
I'm the one who said they're going to win the division. You wanted to sell. You want to sell. I said they're going to win the division. I'm not talking about big picture with the Yankees. I expect them to make the postseason every year. If anybody was higher on them, it was me, more so than you. That's number one. Number two, I'm talking about the young players because it pertains to what we're talking about with the trade deadline, trading the younger guys. So you're now high on Spencer Jones and wouldn't want to give him up. And I'm giving you three current examples. I'm not referencing, I didn't even go down the Torres, Sanchez road. I'm giving you three current examples of guys who have not lived up to the expectation. So when Spencer Jones eventually gets called up here, whether it's this year, next year, and he's hitting 200, let's say next year he's hitting 200, but he has 10 home runs by the All-Star break. And I'm saying, dude, he's not living up to the expectations. And you're going to say, he's got 10 home runs.
No.
He's got 10 home runs. I mean, he's not a scrub. I never said these guys were scrubs. All I'm saying is they're nowhere close to what they were supposed to be. That's it. It has nothing to do with big picture Yankees. Doesn't mean the Yankees can't win the division or win the World Series. I'm just talking about the young players based on the expectations versus results. They are nowhere near where they're supposed to be. And in year three, as a matter of fact, Anthony Volpe's further away from where we're supposed to be from ever before.
By the way, how many prospects in baseball are?
That's my point.
Well, I get that. Which is why I would trade them. Yeah, I understood, which is why I told you yesterday, if the Guardians want to give the Yankees Kwan for Dominguez, even though I'm still intrigued by Dominguez, I'll do it. Mm. But there's a limit. You ain't getting Schlittler, and you ain't getting Jones, and you ain't getting Lombard. And they agreed.